Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So our next stop would be home of the best cheesesteak in the world. Of course, that's Philly from WIP. Joe Giglio is going to join us, and he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Hi, Joe.
Doing well, guys. How about you?
Good.
Good. So we're sitting here trying to figure out, you know, we're hearing all LeBron this, LeBron that. Make the pitch for LeBron, other than billboards, to go to Philly, because I think it should be a strong pitch, because it's one of the teams that I've thought, that's not such a bad idea. Tell me why Philly would be the right place for him to go.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've thought for a year that it just makes a lot of sense for him. Outside of the billboards, outside of the cheesesteaks, which you're right, are really good. I'm not sure LeBron's into those, but I do think that this place with the Sixers right now is conducive for him to age well the rest of his career. We heard the report, I think it was Bruce Broussard a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago, that maybe the next step for him in his career is to play off the ball more, maybe be more of a power forward instead of a point forward or whatever, however you want to classify LeBron. We know the way he plays the game.
Yeah, the thing that they do in practice every day that never translates into the games for the Cavaliers, that's what we call
that. Exactly. With the Sixers, with having Ben Simmons here, he can do that. He could actually play that way. And I think with the way the Sixers play on offense, their offensive philosophy, which is Brett Brown, but really kind of the Greg Popovich way of moving the basketball, where Brett Brown came from in San Antonio, he'd get his buckets. He'd get the ball in his hand a lot as a second or third ball handler. He'd do his thing. He probably would age better. And then the other part, guys, is this team with LeBron James, even if they didn't make another move, and I could see them making another move, could go and win the East next year and get to the finals. I mean, Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons and LeBron James, probably that alone is enough to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, certainly, if not the NBA Finals. And then the last part of it would be they have more options on this roster. There's a good chance I think they trade for Kawhi Leonard independent of signing LeBron James. Those kind of assets are there. It's why the Sixers last week in the NBA draft traded away Mikal Bridges and got back Zaire Smith and a 2021 unprotected pick back. That's a very valuable pick. It might be the first draft where the high school kids can come back out right after high school. It could be what they're calling a double draft. So that's valuable, whether it be for Kawhi or CJ McCollum or whoever you want to dream up. They could add LeBron with Embiid, with Simmons, and trade for another star-level player.
We had somebody on yesterday who thought that Ben Simmons would be a detriment to him, to LeBron, playing on the same team.
Yeah, it's an interesting perspective. I think it'd be the other way, I think. I think if we're saying one's a detriment to the other, I think LeBron probably is a detriment to Ben. It might force him to learn and accelerate his timetable to actually have a jump shot more, because we didn't see one here in Philadelphia this year, and he might have to do that if he doesn't have the ball in his hands all the time. But I think LeBron could play with anyone. I think LeBron could excel with anyone. I don't think his game would be, you know, diminished. I think it would be Ben that would have to adjust immediately.
All right, do you feel like the Sixers next year would automatically make it into the NBA Finals if LeBron joins the team? Will they be better than Boston?
I do. Part of that is just because the reality of LeBron's career the last 8 years, I just think if he's in the Eastern Conference, that team will go to the NBA Finals. You know, if things stay the same, guys, and rosters stay the same, it might be hard next year not to pick the Celtics, even over the LeBron-led Cavs, but it's just hard to pick against LeBron. And when you throw Simmons and Embiid and a good roster around them, there's some good players there, and I think J.J. Redick would find his way back to get open shots around Ben and Joel and LeBron. Yeah, I do think if LeBron came here next year, even without anything else, they would go to the NBA Finals.
We just had a report on Kawhi, San Antonio talking to Boston about Kawhi Leonard. We haven't heard that much, at least on our end. We haven't heard that much about Philadelphia. How serious is that?
I think it's serious. I think that what they're weighing right now, and I think LeBron's decision probably comes into all of this, is how much to give up with the idea that Leonard might still want to bolt for Los Angeles next year. This might be a one-year thing, maybe what Paul George just was for the Thunder. I think the Sixers have enough to get him. Look, if the Celtics put in a Jaylen Brown, that might top what the Sixers have to offer. If the Lakers put in Ingram, that might top it. But if we're just talking packages across the board, the pick I mentioned to you guys, Markelle Fultz, I don't know what his value is, guys, right now in the NBA, but he was the number one pick in the draft just a year ago. A guy like Robert Covington, who's got a good contract and a player I think fits in San Antonio, Dario Saric. They have a lot to offer. If they really want to get Kawhi, I think they have a good chance to get him.
All right, so give me your percentage odds on LeBron turning this thing around in the next couple of days here and saying he's going to Philly.
A year ago, I would have said 40%. 6 months ago, I would have said 35%, 30%. I'm falling backwards now. I think it's more like 10. I think the Lakers or the Cavs, I could see him staying in Cleveland one more year, and I think the Lakers are the favorite. It's just sometimes things just scream at you, and everything's been set for a year, and then the fact that it seemed like overnight the odds in Vegas just shifted immediately to the Lakers. It feels like everyone around the league knows something that we're going to soon know as well. I think they've had a shot. I think that if it really is the things that I pitched him, if that's what matters more than where he wants to live, post-career, maybe the prestige of the Lakers, then I think he would choose Philadelphia. But I think maybe this time he wants different things than maybe us fans are thinking.
All right, any truth there would be psychological problems in Philadelphia if LeBron went there, knowing that, you know, we just handed you Carson Wentz for nothing, and that we had to take Joe Banner from you? I mean, don't you feel bad? Doesn't that make you feel bad?
A little bit. I think I actually like Joe Banner, even though, you know, we know Joe and his history. But the Carson thing I do feel bad on, because that was just – maybe you guys have something now on Baker, and I'm intrigued to watch him, but – yeah, I feel bad on the Carson thing. I wouldn't feel as bad this time because this isn't Cleveland's fault if they lose into the Sixers or the Lakers. Like, I think this is just where LeBron wants to play basketball. I feel bad on the Carson thing. That was a miss, guys.
And Jim, tell me, is there any remorse about that, the fact that you guys actually offered him money and the Indians offered him bubblegum to stay here?
Was it a pack or was it two packs of bubblegum?
You know, it wasn't even the good stuff. Like, they had to take it out of the Topps baseball cards. It was the old hard cardboard stuff.
And we
stuff.
Can't believe he's going to wear the Phillies uniform at Cooperstown. Yeah. No, just kidding. Just kidding.
Even I was opened my eyes there for a second. I was like, what?
Yeah, you got me for a second. I was going to say, no, that can't be. Tomey was a great player here for a couple years, but I think of him as an Indian. Those teams in the late 90s, I loved watching those teams.
All right, that's why I can respect you. Go ahead. What was your next question?
That was it. I'm done.
You're done? All right, so you...
No. They had a baseball incident the other night.
Oh, about walking off the... And yeah, what happened there? Because now I'm hearing that wasn't true, that the letter from the fan and...
Yeah, so you're talking about Reese Hoskins.
Yeah, right? Reese Hoskins. I couldn't remember his name off the top of my
head. Actually yesterday, I'm filling in this week for afternoon. I had Reese on yesterday to talk about it. He apologized right after the game. So when it first happened, there's a lot of Yankees fans here this week. We know they travel, and it's pretty, 90 minutes from here. So they travel, tons of Yankees fans in the building. When it first happened, the way it was portrayed, both on social media and I think with the broadcast, was that maybe that was a Yankee fan. And I, even in the moment, guys, I said, look, he cannot be yelling into the crowd. I don't care if it's a road fan or it's a home fan. It doesn't matter. It turned out to be a Phillies fan, which, if you watch the context of the play, he struck out. He didn't run to first. The ball got away from the catcher. Of course, it's a home fan jawing at him. Why would a Yankee fan be upset? Like, that's good for the Yankees. So he fired back. I think he told the guy reading his lips to go home or you try to go hit, something like that. You referenced the fan post, the Good Fight, which is a Phillies blog.
Right.
You can write a fan post on there. It's one of the SB Nation blogs. Someone wrote it pretending to be the person that was John.
Oh, it wasn't him.
It wasn't them. And then they said, like, they're going to go back the next night. They're going to yell at him again. It was stupid. He apologized for it. He can't do it. So, you know what? I kind of enjoyed the fire that a young player has. He's upset at himself. He jaws back. He didn't curse. He didn't throw an obscenity out there, but I think we all know you can't be John with fans crowd.
There you go. All right, hey, we appreciate it. Of course, we'll try to catch you online, and you're on WIP. Joe, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Anytime, guys. Take care.
Joe.
All right, Joe was joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Of course, he's on WIP in Philadelphia, which is a great station.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.